Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, really, get involved, get engaged, get informed. This is how you find out what's going on. This is how you make a difference. Seriously. Right? And right here, I try to give you the info you need. Hey, look, I don't always succeed. Do the best I can do. You know, you guys can figure it out, I'm sure. No question in my mind. The smart people that you are. Well, if you ever really needed proof of a two-tier justice system, you don't have to go any further than Hunter Biden today, who got away, I mean, might as well have gotten away with murder. I don't know why he stopped with just the drugs and... And think about this. Think about any one of us that would lie on a federal form to get a gun, mind you, right? Then get in trouble, have the gun thrown in a wastebasket across the street from a high school, and it's all good. Right? I mean, seriously, it's all good. What's the problem? So it's just amazing to me. Again, where's MSNBC? I mean, these are self-righteous, wonderful people. I'm trying to be good about this. I mean, I love all these people on the left that keep telling me what a piece of crap Trump is, what a liar he is, what a this he is. Look at his kids. Look what they did. And here you have this piece of trash of a human being. Yeah, they're out there. They're all over the place, right? Hunter Biden. Won't forget everything else. He's got buku bucks coming in, and he won't take care of his own daughter. Joe Biden wants to talk about compassion that we're supposed to have for all these people at the border, all the things. This is not the people we are. This is not the country we are. Who's that little kid? No, she's not. Get her away from me. And probably one of the few little kids he's rejected. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, you know, get involved, get, you know, just amazing. So anyway, you know, Bill Barr jumps all over what's going on. Like, are we supposed to trust him now? Should we? I wouldn't. No, I'm in all sincerity. I'm tired of this stuff with these people. Former Attorney General Bill Barr said that even more critical that the Department of Justice release a document alleging a criminal bribery scheme involving President Biden after the plea deal between prosecutors and the president's son, Hunter. He basically said, get it out there, get it gone, let people see it so we can move on. He ain't going to move on. As you know, the Justice Department announced that Hunter Biden will plead guilty to two misdemeanor charges A willful failure to pay federal income tax. My God, can you imagine? What's the penalty? What did he pay? I want to know how much more he had to pay for that, right? The younger Biden also agreed to enter into a pretrial diversion agreement regarding a separate charge of possession of a firearm by a person who is unlawful user of an addicted controlled substance. But my God, he lied on a form, a federal form. You get 10 years in prison for that. We won't hear about that. Now, Barr did say that the DOJ should cooperate with House Republicans, demanding that the FBI release that document, providing necessary steps are taken, you know, to protect the life and safety of the confidential person there. Now, in an interview on Monday, Barr told that favorite news, that previously favored news source, that Special Counsel Jack Smith's unprecedented indictment of former President Trump for his mishandling of classified documents, understandably, he said, it sparked ire over, you know, the double standard. He said, I think A.G. Garland should move quickly with concrete steps to address it, but he won't. Public needs to be assured that the two pending investigations about the Bidens, the one about mishandling classified material and a broader one of taking bribes, will be pursued with rigor. I doubt it. Come on, people, look around. Look around. Look at what's happening now. They're not interested in any kind of justice. Right? I mean, Joey B is doing everything. He's ignoring you. You make comments, you do things, and all he does is kind of giggle or say, get out of here. Or, come on, man, ask me a serious, this is the stupidest question. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said that? Right? Barr went on to say the assurance is especially needed now because of the recent reports that the FBI whistleblower suggesting some shenanigans possibly directed at undermining the Delaware investigation. Possible shenanigans? If you even smell it, it's there. In light of the sole place of the investigation, these reports, you know, they're very concerning. You know, Chairman Comer and key senators are trying to get to the bottom of it, and the DOJ is just, they're just not cooperating. The attorney in Delaware, U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, he's been leading the investigation, right? But he's been on it for 4 years. What's taking so long? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Lumber coming up with Rick Amato right after this.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
See your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, again, 732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. As I always say, otherwise, what are you? You're part of the problem, right? It ain't that hard to figure out, people. If you're not informed, and then when you get informed, if you don't engage, what good is it? And stop telling me how afraid you are of your job or some of these other things that we talk about on a regular basis. We're all there. We've all been there. We've all had those issues, if you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. But as I always say, whether you want to believe jokingly or not, when it comes to money, I'm not the guy to listen to. If you look at my checking account, you know what I'm telling you is the truth. That's why I bring on guys like Rick Amato to help us out. Rick, always a pleasure to have you with me. And Rick is a political commentator. He's a syndicated newsletter columnist. Rick's also the host of Politics and Profits. Now, Rick, when you say politics and profits, you're not talking about taking bribes, right? I mean...
Well, maybe so. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, because if you're into that kind of stuff, I'd like to know how somebody moves $5 million from China to family members. You know what I'm saying? Just ask it.
Well, yeah, we'll never find out during this administration. That's my speculation.
No, but you know what's really funny about this, though, seriously, is if you think about all those forms, I can't remember the number that the IRS supposedly is supposed to be sending out, that kind of thing. Somebody, they should have set off a whistle of bells. You know, if Trump did one of those, the DOJ would stop every other, prosecution and go after him. And nothing was said, nothing was done to check into it. So they've got the records there. And I have a funny and personal opinion. I don't know if this is true. I think it's going to be a heck of a lot more than $5 million.
Yeah, you may be right. Time will tell. But, yeah, I mean, we can go down the list. Checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint. If this or that or the other had happened under Trump, the media would just be exploding. I mean, look at not to change the subject, but look at China building a military camp in Cuba, up 90 miles off the Florida coast.
Oh yeah,
can you imagine if that happened under Trump?
Oh, no question. But now, here's the thing. Some of them are complaining some of them are stating that it did happen under Trump and that they made this base back in 2019. And I said, okay, I'll give you that, but only to a degree. And what I'm going to say to you is the generals under Trump already admitted that they hid the codes on him. They didn't tell the truth about the number of troops in certain areas. They basically consistently lied to him. And you want us to believe that went in under him and he knew all about it? I'd have a hard time swallowing that, wouldn't you?
No, that's a good point. But it was not an active training facility, correct?
Correct. You would think, though, these guys, knowing what they had to know what was going on, you'd have a hard time, and, if you could tell me different, you would have a hard time convincing me that these guys didn't know that this was happening in Cuba, should have told the president what was happening. And in the days of John Kennedy, whether you liked him or not, when he saw what was going on there, what did he do? He jumped into action, and he made sure that that the Cuban Missile Crisis, for the younger people, look it up and see what it was all about.
Yeah.
You had the Russians that were... I mean, they were the second most powerful country on the planet, and I can't even imagine, because they weren't as in control, apparently, as we are. But I don't know, dude. I look at this stuff, and I just go, we're all about CYA as opposed to covering the country.
Well, and again, you said, had this or that happened under Trump. Can you imagine if one of Trump's children, his son, had done what Hunter Biden has done? The reaction would be nowhere in comparison to the current reaction of the media to Hunter Biden.
Oh no, you don't even, if you're listening to any of those other I don't even want to call them news outlets, information outlets, how's that? And if you're listening to any of those, you don't really hear what's going on with him. It wasn't a big deal. It was a nothing burger, and the proof is that he's not going to go to jail. And you're going, oh, my God, you guys, you just are so delusional? Are you so much into this power trip that you can't even speak the truth?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're being kind by calling them information outlets as opposed to propaganda outlets.
Yeah, actually, at this point, you really want to call them state propaganda outlets because it's basically, yeah, in all honesty, they are doing the bidding of the White House. You know, look at the stories that they ignore and fly by, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Just
state propaganda outlets.
Yeah, always. All right. So, we went and visited China, right? Blinken decided, why he went there, maybe you're smarter than I am. I have no idea what he was doing there. But he goes, and if you think about what was said, now I don't know what China said to him, but I know what our guy said. Taiwan, you're on your own, right?
That is the most disturbing, upsetting takeaway from the trip. And maybe I've missed it, Joe. I mean, I try and follow the news, but, you know, I, like everyone else, I get busy and don't always follow things as close as I'd like to. But I do not see this story being put out there by the mainstream media. And this was, to me, the most atrocious action that could have been done, or non-action, by Blinken. He comes out and does not make the statement that Taiwan is an independent state. We've seen Nancy Pelosi do it. We've seen Republicans do it. We've seen people from both parties do it.
Joe Biden said it.
Biden is. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And here we are. We have some from the administration representing the White House in China.
Well, we're going to go for a quick break. You can finish up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host.
Okay.
Don't go far. A lot more with Rick Amato when we return.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. It's relief for those impacted by the I-95 shutdown in the Northeast. Pennsylvania's governor says the stricken section of highway should be reopened to traffic this coming weekend.
Weather permitting, we'll be ready to begin paving and then striping in both directions.
Governor Josh Shapiro says paving could begin Wednesday. The closures had an impact on commuters along with shipping and trucking. Living in a walkable neighborhood is good for you physically and mentally.
A recent report published in the journal Health and Place by UC San Diego's Herbert Wertham School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science reveals that walkable neighborhoods have numerous benefits for both mental and physical well-being compared to car-dependent communities. The study highlights that such neighborhoods foster a stronger sense of community, promote increased physical activity, and experience fewer traffic incidents. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, head up to joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there as well. And you know what? You can watch live. Really now. Bye. You want to watch radio? I don't know. Don't really care. But, you know, you can watch live. Seriously. And get informed. Before you engage, do me a favor. Get informed. Anyway, real easy stuff. Rick Abato joins me. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist. He's also the host of Politics and Profits with Rick Abato. And Rick, tell them where they can find you, where they can, you know, hear more of your shows.
All right. Well, YourAmericaTV.com is our website, and we have a TV show on Roku, and we also put the videos up on YourAmericaTV.com.
Good. Cool. Very good. All right. So we were talking about the China trip, and you know, what a great job Blinken did taking care of that for us, didn't he? I mean, it was a great setback, really.
Yeah, this is the same guy who said that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian collusion. So, you know, as Larry Kudlow has pointed out over at Fox Business News, you know, Blinken looks like a third-string political puppet. And when he goes to China, again, after telling us all that the Hunter Biden story was Russian collusion, he came out and said that just before the presidential debate between Trump and Biden. Again, political puppet. Now he goes off to China and doesn't have the credibility, the integrity, I'm being kind with those words, to say that to stand up for Taiwanese independence. That's just shameful. And look, it was just 2 weeks ago, he said there was no military base. There was no Chinese military base in Cuba. It was just a couple weeks ago. And now we find out they're about to start military activities there.
You can't believe anything that these guys are saying anymore. And that's not just a ideological viewpoint of this stuff. That's the truth. That's just a matter of fact. It's just craziness with these people. You know? Did I lose you? Of course I did. Did you have it any other way? Show me, say to your host, you know, it's always great to have this kind of stuff happen. Don't you think? Anyway, Rick, you back? Big. Well, we'll get back to him in a second, I promise. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It is the only way that we win, all right? I mean, seriously, when you get informed, when you get informed, things change. And you're able to have these conversations with people. Seriously. And you're able to speak to them in a way that where, frankly and honestly, you know, you're informed, they're informed, they have a chance. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I hate computers. I really just hate computers. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what you do, because they got you. Right, Rick?
Are you there?
Yeah. I was laughing saying, you know, I hate computers because, you know, when they work, they're great. When they don't work, it's like, okay, you're a dead man. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
It's all right. It's the NSA. They don't like what we're talking about. Blinken said, that's it. Shut them down. Right?
True. There's big tech coming in.
But to your point earlier, though, I mean, seriously, the Taiwanese, what are they going to do? They've got, in the past, it's always been not so much that we would go running in there with military armament, but we definitely would not do anything to hurt them.
And we always stood for them.
Yeah, right. And this is something, you know, China has been wanting. Yeah, I hate to say this. I didn't believe this at first. I've got a general coming on with me in the next hour. I think they're going to go in. I think they're going to go in, and they may go in without firing a shot.
I wish I could disagree with you. Unfortunately, I think you may be right on this, Joe. And, you know, I forget who, someone of credibility in the last month or so said there's almost 100% chance China goes into Taiwan. And I was like, well, I don't know where he's coming up with this. Now, after watching Blinken just fade away in the face of China, I think that's what happens, which is what you're saying. And I hope we're both wrong on that.
Well, they've got some support, you know, with Japan and a few other places. But, I mean, seriously, who out there really wants to push against, you know, the Chinese military at this point in that area? We're not set to go up in front of them. I know some people say that we are, but we're not. Our troops aren't ready for these kind of fights, and it's too bad. I mean, again, we spend all this money in our military. We agree to protect other countries as well. They give us the ability. You know, people are saying, why are you spending that kind of money? But look, we have bases there. We have ways to protect others when we go to these places. So it's not a military advantage as much as it is protecting some of our global assets, if you would.
Yeah, and along those lines, with all our assets, you know, with yep. the large amount of assets going to Ukraine, and I'm not saying that's wrong or right, but I'm sure China sees that as an opportunity too, knowing that we can't just dilute our assets.
Oh no, they know it big time. I mean, big time. Did you hear the collage, for lack of a better way of putting it, the collage of stuff that Joey B came out with? Remember when China was nobody to worry about? It was nothing. We're going to eat their lunch kind of thing. Take a listen to this.
The Chinese defense minister.
Then, and I'm even more convinced now that a rising China
is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
China is a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
We want to see China rise. A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not a competition for us.
China's not our problem.
We can help them with some of their problems.
China's not a problem.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
So what are we worried about?
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
Do you think in retrospect that you were not?
The guy gets everything wrong. He when hasn't called that? One of these right once.
When was that, Joe? Do you have a date on that? I'm curious.
There's a whole bunch of them over the last. I mean, one of them was when he was running for president, the Eat My Lunch one. Right? They're our friends. They're not this. They're not that. He's been saying that for years. So, was it Barack Obama? It was one of his military guys who said, look, Joe Biden always gets it wrong. He doesn't think that's right. Not sometimes. Yeah. He always gets it wrong.
Right. No. Right.
It's just amazing. Anyway, when we come back from the break, you and I were both kind of shocked to see this list. There are seven U.S. cities where $250,000 a year as a salary is really nothing. Not worth much of anything. And four of those cities you were telling me are in California.
That's right.
What are we paying for? I mean, seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. People, Rick Amato will be with us when we come back from the break. In the meantime, during the break, you can always head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off, depending on what you're buying, pillows, pillowcases, mattress covers. I got the slippers. I've had the slippers for a couple of years. Love the slippers, okay? Towels are great. Again, product made in this country, keeping Americans working, keeping American tax dollars here. You're not buying stuff from these countries that actually hate your guts. And it's about time we start supporting our own. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bassett, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If any one of you didn't file your taxes for 5 years, what do you think would happen to you if they showed up knocking at your door? Because eventually they would, especially if it was big, big bucks, right? Well, unless if your last name is Biden, what if he will adopt me, right? Rick Abato joins me. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist. He also has his own show, Politics and Profits with Rick Abato, and found on YourAmericaTV.com, YourAmericaTV.com. You know, Rick, again, as much as they keep saying, remember them, what was their mantra? No one is above the law. Apparently that's not really quite true, as you can see what keeps going down, what keeps happening. But today, I guess I'm deviating from the story we go into, but today apparently a couple of reporters were yelling, you know, out to Biden, what do you think of your son now? Or, you know, what do you think about his plea deal, yada, yada, yada. And as he's walking away, he says to them, I'm very proud of my son.
Yeah. I'm going to take a different point of view. And as I saw that story, you know, I don't know what Joe Biden's if there's, you know, he's lost a son through death. I'm not going to criticize him for shutting down.
I will love my kids. That's not the point. I've got an older son that's had some issues. I'm not proud of his actions. Not at all. But I love him, and I'll stand next to him. But, you know, this guy here, Hunter, forget the, you know, you got a guy that, you know, had a baby, right? I mean, sired a baby, if you would. Won't acknowledge the kid. Won't make payments for the kid. And, you know, he's got money coming. Well, not like he's hurting, sleeping in a Motel 6 somewhere. Stuff like that to me speaks to a person's character. And, you know, I can...
Yeah, that's a good point. But the way I interpret it, Biden didn't speak to his actions. He just spoke to him. He just said, hey, he's my son. But that was my interpretation.
Yeah, that's fine. I think what's happened over the years, you know, we were talking about with a teen psychologist last week about, you know, what you're seeing happening in the streets, and you see the protests. And you know, you and I grew up in a time when there were all kinds of protests. We're not against protests. We were against damaging other people's properties
right.
and stuff like that, right? But protests are part of the American culture. But when you see these young entitled folks, what brought that on? They didn't bring it on themselves. It was, you know, the way they were raised, the environment they were raised in, what they were exposed to, whether it be at home, school, and other places. So I think some parents or some of us parents or some, you know, people in certain cultures, they have to take responsibility for some of these. Kids don't do this on their own, my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, clearly there's some something wrong in that Biden household, no question about it.
Yeah, agreed. And then you know, instead of accepting some of the stuff that's happened with him, the man obviously needs some help. I mean, drug help and other help for that matter. So I think when you kind of brush off or accept someone's behavior, they don't see anything, you know, wrong with it, and they'll never reach out to get the help that they actually need to have. But I'm sure with his money, he can live in any one of these seven cities in the... Right? Only 7% of American households earn $250,000 or more for those high-income earners. However, there's seven cities they could not live in. And I, you know, I don't even need to read the story to know it's got to be, you know, places like L.A., New York, San Francisco. Probably go through a whole bunch of them. Why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, an annual salary of $250,000 is, you know, someone's very fortunate if they have a salary at that level. That's a good salary. The seven least affordable cities in America, where $250,000 does not get you much, four of those cities are right here in California.
And you're in one of them, or near one.
I'm in one of them. That's right. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Long Beach, and the city I'm in, San Diego.
Wow.
And they say the reason that they're in California, the reason that there's so many California cities on that list is because of taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one city where $250,000 goes the least is New York City. Number two is no surprise. Number two is Honolulu. So there's six out of seven. I can't recall what the other city was.
Well, you have, all right, so you have Honolulu, right? You have San Francisco, yeah. Los Angeles, Long Beach, which is interesting. I would have never pegged that one. Washington, D.C.,
right.
Yeah, I would have pegged that one. And San Diego is a beautiful area. I probably would have pegged that one, too, that it costs a lot of money to live in those places. But let's run down. We got one, two, three, you know, and four of those seven places are hell holes for all intents and purposes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what am I paying the big bucks in New York City for?
Oh, my gosh. I can't understand. I don't understand the attraction of New York City of living there.
Well, you know, I grew up in pretty much in downtown Boston, and I get a little bit of the charm of the city, but once, it doesn't take much to make that jump to where it becomes a real crap hole and you don't want to be anywhere near it. And I think that's what's happened to a lot of these places where, you know, these mayors figured nobody would ever leave. It's a beautiful place. We have all these services. Well, they don't anymore. They've got people being stabbed and beat up on subways. This is back, New York is back to the days before Giuliani, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Giuliani came in and, you know, pre-Giuliani, as you're alluding to, was horrific crime.
Yep.
Danger, and he cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, with some simple steps like making graffiti on the wall a crime because they determined that that graffiti was a invited crime, which to me is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, he broken down cars, cars that were stripped apart to pieces. I mean, he did a lot of changes there. If you go back, I tell people, you want to see what it was like in New York in the 70s, go back and watch some of the old 70s sitcoms where they're making fun of what's going on in New York, you know, and that kind of stuff. And it was true. It was, they made fun of it, but it was really happening as far as crime and such. But it's so much more worse now. Are you old enough to remember that story about the woman that was stabbed in an apartment building and on the front lawn of an apartment building? And she was screaming for help. And people start turning the lights on and looking out the window. The stabber, the assaulter, or whatever, ran away. But the police never showed up because nobody ever called. And he came back about 10 minutes later and finished the job.
Oh, my God.
And you're seeing that today. We're going to get to that point again today because people are going to be afraid to engage. They're going to be afraid to get involved. And I think in the big cities, just like you saw what happened in the subway, why should anybody step up anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The person who has stepped up is now facing criminal charges.
Yeah. And nobody told him to stop because they were all in fear for their lives with this guy. So,
yeah.
Studio apartment, New York City, $3,500. That does not include utilities.
That's a studio, yeah.
Studio. Some of you people don't know. Studio apartment, basically no bedroom. You got a pull-out couch. That's all you got. And what was it? San Francisco, same thing. $2,700 for an apartment in San Francisco. You're sitting there scratching your head going, my God, really? You know? And what's his name? Our friend, Governor Newsom. Or nuisance, he blames it on the economy and that we don't have enough, what was it? He wants more rent control because the landlords are raising the rent too high. That's why people can't rent houses. They have to sleep in their cars. you're an economics guy. Is that somewhere in the economics code when we're doing good, when the economy's doing good, you won't be able to afford your house? I don't get it.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Joseph. It's related to what you're saying, and it's an amazing story. It went viral. It actually made the news. The video did on Fox News a couple days ago, and that is the homeless problem here in San Diego. And they interviewed one homeless woman who was not mentally ill. You know, so many of them are, of course, sadly. And she said, hey, it's a good deal to be homeless in San Diego. She says, I have financial stress, but I'm getting free food, free clothing, and they make it worth your while.
God bless. All right, Rick, tell people where they can see your show, and we're up against the time, and
all right,
how they can see it.
Check us out online at youramericatv.com. That's Y-O-U-R, americatv.com. You can catch us on Roku as well.
Well, great. Yeah, people, check out the show. Coming up in the next hour, you're going to have a ball because General Paul Valley joins us. And we're going to talk about really what's going on with Taiwan, what's going on with China, and if Russia is really in as bad a shape as we're being told. I'm not buying. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.